You know her date of birth?
October 29th.
Catherine Louise in Burnsville? Bingo.
If you want to find out where any Minnesotan lives, all you need is $4.50 and directions to the Department of Public Safety. Driver license information, like car registration and a variety of other licenses, is considered public record. Though many Minnesotans may not know it, the state routinely sells information about many of its residents' addresses, vision, and even weight.
If you've got corrective lenses designated on your driver's license, you're going to get hit by all the eyeglass people. If you're overweight, you can get hit by Slim Fast.
State Attorney General Mike Hatch.
If they're over 65, guess what? They get a letter about Medicare. If they're young, they get a letter about schools. Throughout the business of commerce and politics and everything else, people are using these lists.
Hatch wants the state to prohibit selling driver license information for commercial use and give residents more control over it. He's not the only one working at this. In 1997, Congress required states to offer drivers a way out of having their vital statistics shared, and several states have since changed their laws, but designing them hasn't been easy.
Do they make money off of selling these lists? Yes, they make several million dollars. So, and actually, when a lot of these bills were being debated at one point, the state was had a bit of a budget crisis, and one of the arguments against the privacy was the state makes money at the bookstore selling this information.
But around the country, residents are sending the message that given the choice, they'll keep their information to themselves. In Iowa, for example, where a new law requires the state to ask people whether they want their information kept private, more than half of those renewing or getting new licenses said yes. And when three states tried to sell driver license photos earlier this year, the objection came in no uncertain terms.
Public input put a quick stop to the sale of driver license photos in Florida.
Janet Dennis of Florida's Highway and Motor Vehicle Department describes the anti-fraud program that required a database of driver license photos.
The idea was that if I presented a check at a local store, they could swipe my driver license through a little magnetic reader, and it would go out and touch the Florida database and grab my most current photo and bring it back, and they could see if the person standing in front of them matched the person in the driver license photo.
That same program was also begun in Colorado and South Carolina, but public outcry squelched it in all three states. Dennis says the issue opened the door to Floridians' concern about privacy, even though the state has been selling driver license records for at least 20 years. Evan Hendricks, publisher of Privacy Times magazine, says that unlike many privacy concerns, this one was tangible enough for the public to act on it.
It's when an issue surfaces, particularly in the press, that people can get their collective fingers around the neck and squeeze, they do, and they take out their frustrations from other privacy issues on this one issue. It becomes a lightning rod. But this is a case where, you know, it's not voluntary to go get a driver's license. You pretty much have to have one to make it in this society. And people generally felt it was patently unfair and unjust that the driver's license agencies would be selling people's photos to a private company without ever getting their consent.
Beginning next June, it will be illegal for any state to sell license information to marketers without the consent of the driver. States like Florida and Minnesota, which currently offer opt-out policies, will be required to ask drivers whether they want to release their information. Legislators and marketers aren't expecting many people to say yes. Robin Marks, Minnesota Public Radio.